No, I don't think so. I believe George Gamow, in his popular work, 1, 2, 3, Infinity, discusses different kinds of infinities that mathematicians have worked out several different levels of infinities. The smallest level of infinity are what they call countable infinities, where you can take objects and they're like the countable numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's an infinity. And any infinity of objects that you can assign one of them to go with 1 and there's another one to go with 2 and another one to go with 3, etc. And you have a rule by which you can assign one of the objects of this set to one of the numbers. That's a countable infinity. And that's what they call Aleph 0 in the notation. But then there are other kinds that you can't assign to that. And I don't remember much about it now. It's been about 30 years since I read the book. But it seemed to me, he said, the number of kinds of curves that you can define is a higher order infinity. I don't remember whether that was Aleph 1 or whether that was up higher on the level. So we can certainly imagine that God is an infinity of a Aleph 20 or an Aleph infinity or something like that, and therefore could, I suppose, easily, I don't know how to talk about these things, create a smaller infinity of some sort. Okay. Now, I don't know that the Bible says anything in that regard. There are a couple of remarks that suggest to me that probably the universe is finite, like God calling all the stars by name. If you have an infinite universe of a very small number of the stars, have got to have infinitely long names. And to call them by name, you've got to pronounce them infinitely fast to get through an infinite name in a finite time. Of course, God would probably do that. So, how much that's figurative also, I do not know. So.
There's also a geometric example on higher order infinities. I can take a line and stretch it out to infinity in both directions. But I can also take a plane in two dimensions. That would be one dimension. I can also take a plane in two dimensions and stretch it out into infinity. I can also take a sphere, three-dimensional object, and stretch it out to infinity. And there, too, you're also dealing with different kinds of infinities. So you might think of God as a three-dimensional infinity, and you're looking at a universe at a two- or one-dimensional infinity. It would be another way to look at it. We should mention, however, there's absolutely no evidence that the universe is infinite. It was thought to be the case earlier, but lately the evidence is very much, very, very heavily weighted towards a universe that is not infinite. So it's maybe that makes the whole discussion then on infinity a moot point. But the evidence points to a universe that is finite.